From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. A measure that would keep transgender girls from playing on public school sports teams advanced in the Alabama House yesterday, part of a packed legislative agenda in Montgomery this week. WBHM's Gigi Duban checked in with Don Daly of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal for this week's legislative recap. Daly says the bill's sponsor, Representative Scott Stothagen, says it's not about being against transgender athletes, it's about fairness.
As a longtime supporter of girls and women's sports, he says he's seen the strides that have been made in combating inequities, and that he simply felt that allowing transgender girls and women to compete in sports that don't correspond with the gender on their birth certificate is just presenting an unfair advantage.
And what are some of the arguments against this measure?
There are obviously folks on the other side that contend it is discriminatory and part of a larger effort to push back on transgender rights this year, not only in the Alabama legislature, but in other state legislatures around the country. There are those who disagree with the contention that these transgender athletes would possess any more or any greater abilities than those they are competing against. It has brought out a lot of passionate debate.
Well, I want to talk now about a bill having to do with abortion. House lawmakers passed a measure that says if a doctor tries to perform an abortion and that fails and the baby's born alive, that the doctor will offer the same care to keep the baby alive as a doctor would for any baby. Tell us what happened here.
Yes, this is what's called the Born Alive legislation, and it's sponsored again this year by Representative Jenny Shaver of Leesburg, and it would institute criminal penalties against doctors who don't take those measures to save a baby's life who was born alive during an abortion or an attempted abortion. Now, Representative Shaver has been pressed on whether this is an actual issue in Alabama, and she does say that while it is a rarity for this kind of situation to arise, it can happen, and she wants to have a law to be codified here in Alabama that would guard against these things in the future. In other words, would guard against doctors who might not take every measure possible to save the baby's life if it were born alive during an abortion or an attempted abortion.
Right. And as some of the bill's critics pointed out, Alabama already has a ban on abortions at the point where this could happen, where a fetus could survive outside the womb. So what's the point of the bill?
Yes, and she has answered a lot of those questions during this debate, but she says she goes back to the simple premise that if it happens, she wants to guard against the loss of a baby's life in instances like these.
Okay, I want to move on to the education budget. The Senate approved one this week. Don, can you give us the highlights?
Sure. It's a record $7.6 billion education budget. And some of the highlights include a 2% cost of living increase for teachers and all other education employees. There's more money in this budget to put more people into math and science teaching positions. We need to fill gaps, so to speak, where math and science teachers are concerned. We have teachers currently in some of these positions around the state who are not credentialed to be so. We need to do a better job of attracting more math and science teachers to the state. And money talks when you're looking at things like this. So more money was put into the education budget to help attract top math and science teachers that, you know, we're not able to attract right now.
Well, a very big plan to add a lottery and several casinos failed recently in the legislature, but there was talk this week of a lottery again. What happened?
Yes, indeed. Following the defeat of the gambling expansion bill in the Senate last week, a couple of new lottery-only bills were introduced, and one of them was passed out of the Senate Tourism Committee this week. It's sponsored by Senator Jim McClendon of Springville. The same committee also passed a couple of bills that contain what's called enabling legislation, the fine print that would go along with a lottery bill, and one of them was also enabling legislation for a gambling expansion bill. Senator Del Marsh of Anniston, who sponsored the big expansion bill, says he's putting this enabling legislation bill back out there again in case there's renewed interest in this in the future. And he feels that there may very well be renewed interest in this. So he wants to be ready in case there is.
Okay, well, we'll see if this lottery legislation has a better chance of passing this time around. Don, thanks so much for joining us.
Gigi, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, speaking with WBHM's Gigi Duban. You can hear a wrap-up of the week's State House news most Fridays during the legislative session.